Tom. I want to make it clear. Everywhere else. No power here. WJFP Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, 91.1. W296 AW Mangonia Park, West Palm Beach, Riviera Beach, 107.1. W230 AL Cocoa Rockledge, Merritt Island, 93.9.
This is the Miracle Revival Hour broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor David Paul from Fairfield, Connecticut in the USA. Glad we've connected on this Thursday, this 12th day of January. It's not a coincidence. This is divine appointment. Stay tuned in a moment. I'll take you into one of our powerful services already in progress where we're sharing continued highlights of an anointed message from 1 Samuel 30. Title of the message is Meaner Than a Junkyard Dog. We're believing as we start this new year that God's people are going to be more tenacious and determined, not only to get back what the devil has stolen, but to go higher in God than ever before. I know the portion of the message you hear today is going to bless you, and at the close of the broadcast, I'll tell you how you can obtain the complete sermon absolutely free. But listen carefully, today and tomorrow are the final days I'm offering this sermon for free, so make sure that you write down all the details and don't miss the deadline to get this message for free. If you're a first-time listener, we're here every weekday, Monday through Friday at the same time. You can also listen to our program and get more information about our ministry by visiting our website. We're on the internet, www.PastorDavidPaul.org. That's PastorDavidPaul.org. Before we share today's segment of the sermon, here's our upcoming schedule of healing and blessing prophetic services. Join us when we come to your area. It's an awesome night of healing, signs, wonders, and miracles, and the word going forth in prophetic power. Tomorrow night, Friday night, January the 13th, I'll be in Macon, Georgia at the Macon Centerplex and Convention Center, 200 Coliseum Drive, the Macon Convention Center, Macon, Georgia, tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 p.m. Service starts at 7:30. All seats are free. Come expecting a miracle. Then, on Friday night, February the 10th, I'll be in Fort Pierce, Florida. Join me at the Fort Pierce Westwood High School Auditorium, 1801 Panther Lane, right off of Angle Road, the Westwood High School Auditorium, Fort Pierce, Florida, Friday night, February the 10th at 7:30. Then Friday night, February 24th, I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Prime Osborne Convention Center, 1000 Water Street. That's the old train station that they turned into a convention center just west of downtown Jacksonville. The Prime Osborne Convention Center, 1000 Water Street, Jacksonville, Florida, Friday night, February the 24th at 7:30. Then Friday night, March the 2nd, I'll be in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, at the Elizabeth City State University, at the K.E. White Graduate Center, 1704 Weeksville Road in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Elizabeth City State University, the K.E. White Graduate Center, Friday night, March the 2nd, 7:30 p.m. service time. All seats are free. Now more of our sermon, Meaner Than a Junkyard Dog.
See, these are just a few of the ways that the enemy steals little by little. We take away the need for the anointing to inspire. How many of our churches would have service this Sunday? And if the anointing wasn't present, they wouldn't miss a beat. On one hand, we have those who think that emotionalism is the anointing. As long as we can get the keyboards going and the drummers drumming and the hand clapping, ha! They think it's the anointing. Then we have another segment that think as long as there can be some deep theological musing of a convoluted, mixed-up religious mind, that somehow that deep revelation of teaching that is simply gobbledygook somehow constitutes deep, powerful word anointing. A lady came to me one time and she said, "Oh, Pastor, I went to hear so-and-so speak and it was so deep." I said, "Is that right?" I said, "How did you know it was deep?" "Because I didn't understand it." At the time, our oldest boy was about 18, 24 months old. I said, "Well, sister, when our child jabbers, we don't understand that either. But we certainly know it's not deep." See, sometimes because some of us don't get it, "Ooh, child, it was so heavy. It was so deep. The revelation was so awesome. I didn't even get it." Did it ever dawn on you that maybe it was just nonsense? See, because the truths and revelation of God are profound in their simplicity. God's not some mind game, double-talking, double-dealing, slick, snake oil salesman. No, man, God is straight up out front. But see, through these religious bondages and mechanisms that we often employ to control people, the enemy is able, little by little and incrementally, to steal. And then when the time comes that we need a move of God, when the church needs to stand up and be counted, we are powerless, impotent, unable to move God's hand and able to stand and raise up a standard in the Spirit. You can look around at the ills of society and you can blame the devil all you want, but it's not the devil's fault, it's the church.